This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
This is your captain, John Reagan. In case you're just joining us this hour, welcome to USA Prepares. And today's show is quite informative, but very disturbing. If you normally listen with young children present, I would encourage you to either use headphones, have them leave the room, or listen later from the podcast. We're talking about pedophilia and related issues, and it's just not a suitable topic for the young ones. Vincent's out doing farming work. In fact, he just emailed me last night saying he's going to need a couple more days than what he'd planned on, so I'll be guest hosting through Friday next week. And during that time, I'll be bringing on a number of people that are speaking at the Hear the Watchman conference here in Dallas, March 31st through April 2nd. I really hope you can make it. Really good information. And as always, it tends to be so timely with what's going on. And we've talked a little bit about how this, it's not just a United States phenomena. Of course, the amount of news that I've seen over the past 10 or 15 years, I would see these headlines with rumblings about pedophilia in the BBC. And, of course, now it's established with Jimmy Savile. I don't know how much you want to get into that.
I know a little bit about that. The numbers are staggering. I mean, 500 or more than 500 kids. It's just amazing how this guy got away with this for so long. I think when you connect the dots on, who's who and who they know, I think a lot of it goes back to some royalty over there who was also friends with Jeffrey Epstein. And Epstein has the island. He's the convicted sex trafficker, pedophile, who was flying people out to this island for fun times, and who knows what else. So Jimmy Savile was part of that that clique, and I think that was that's why these people can avoid prosecution, why they can get away with it for so long, or they get convicted, and it's it's the minimum of sentences. So it's really bizarre how someone can get caught for pedophilia and get all these years and be on a sex offender list and everything else, and then someone else can have the same crime but times 50 or 500 and have a minimum of sentence. So I mean, where's the justice? There's supposed to be a set of laws and fair justice, whether it's here or in the UK, but yet again, these people, they kind of get away with it, and they get And they still retain their fame somehow, which is amazing. I mean, this guy Jimmy Savile is still doing interviews, and he has like credibility. That's amazing to me. I don't know. I wish I knew more about the case. I know it is big in England. Actually, there was just a bust in Norway too. pedophilia ring, they said was really big. And again, it's weird how we don't hear about it here as much.
And, you know, it's also this side of the pond. I talked about how just saw the headline, we could have 30% of Congress engaging in this activity. And I think one of the stories that got lost during this political season was former Speaker of the House, Dennis Hastert. And he was Speaker of the House for, you know, 8 years and was convicted on pedophilia.
And he got, what, 15 months, I think it was?
Yes.
You know, sentence. It's amazing. I don't get it. It's like there's two sets of laws, you know, or two sets of rules. And if you're part of the club, everything's fine. If you're not, well, you're going to go down. But again, why is that particular charge, you know, the pedophilia charge, why is that, has this, like, this separate, you know, distinct set of rules? Unless there's people that are also involved that don't want to go down for the same thing. You know, it's just, I mean, that's all assumption. You can only guess. But, again, it's really it's curious. I know there was someone in Australia, too. They were uncovering a lot of things that were going on down there. So it's not even just the UK and the US, but down there. And then you wonder how many, you know, countries that this stuff goes on where there are no prosecutions. You know, the very minimum in Haiti. Yet Haiti's connected to the U.S. a lot, especially lately in the past 10 years, you know, since that earthquake. And I think what had just come out today or yesterday was that there was a some kind of an arrest down in Haiti. 33 young girls were, like, rescued, or they were prostituting. They were prostituting the girls out, and a computer was seized, and the people that were involved in this were grabbed. And this is the first time I've heard of something coming out of Haiti like that. So maybe things are turning. Maybe it's changing, and that would be a great thing. You know, kind of put a stop to it, or at least slow it down.
Well, I'm not sure how well that would happen, but it at least needs to be exposed, because for far too long, those, again, in power have been doing things that is not in our best interest. And again, when you overlay the spiritual aspect, it is satanic. And it's, you know,
yeah, absolutely. And you know, what could be worse than that, than harming the innocent, the most innocent in a society? And if Satanism, or Satan is the antithesis of God and, you know, Christ and everything, then why is that so prevalent? And then why are those deeds getting glossed over or covered up? It's like there's this, you know, it's like an evil force that just helps protect and keep it going. And that's, like you said, at least the first thing is to raise awareness so that people can see what's going on, how you act or react to it. That's the next step. But the first thing is to get people to see what's really happening. And like I said, if you can, you know, what's worse than that, really? You know, than harming, you know, little children and sex slavery. I mean, you had said about, you know, kidnapping someone, having them have babies to then use those babies in a sacrifice or something like that. It's just horrific. I mean, it doesn't get worse.
I found it interesting on us listening to the Hagman show from last night, and they had a guy that was an intel asset, and he talked about, you know, the Air Force that the intel group has, and they would do things like run cash, gold, drugs, and young children.
Commoditizing children and human life, really, and just, that's horrible. And it's sad that there's such a market for it. It's unbelievable, actually. But, you know, the fact that there is, it exists, and you have to be aware of that. I don't understand it. I mean, I guess, you know, that's there's others that do, and they're the ones that have to be exposed. But no, I think it's great. You know, I give you a lot of credit for doing this show and for, you know, exposing all this. It is a hard subject, and it's hard for a lot of people to accept and to even want to look at. You know, especially when you have your own family and you think, well, everything's fine in my bubble. But these things are happening to, you know, kids across the country and around the world. And when you hear about kids disappearing and when you start looking at the numbers, it's staggering. I mean, really. I know there's companies now selling, you know, ID bracelets and things that are, you know, you can be alerted to where your kid is. I mean, there's a reason that that exists now, because there's so many abductions and so many of these things happening. And, you know, raising awareness is the first step.
And could even take the side trip onto what's happening with, and talk about a horrific name, Child Protective Services. You know, they'll take kids away from their parents, and you know, no telling what type of family, and not necessarily a normal type family, they get put in with, and a number of children disappear from those settings as well.
That's another thing that's crazy. If you look at the people that are in charge of, you know, quote, protecting these children that are being taken out of their home by force, and then these people almost have no accountability, or they're in a system that is just, you know, using them. And, you know, one of the things that comes to mind is the Franklin cover-up back in the 80s, where you had, you know, all these kids out in Boys Town that were then flown out to D.C. and everywhere else and being used for, you know, for fun. And, you know, here it is, you think that these organizations exist to protect the kids, or, you know, they're going to take your kid because you didn't vaccinate him, and then they're going to vaccinate the kid anyway, and then he's going to wind up in a foster home or in some group home where he's going to be farmed out. I mean, who's watching the watchers here? You know, I shouldn't say watchers. These are the people that are protective services, but the people in charge are actually, you know, have pretty disturbing track records. It's just something that has to be looked at, and it has to be gone through and said, you know, is this serving the common good? Is this serving us, or is it serving people who have an agenda to, you know, use these kids?
It's John Reagan. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America.
Let me just read a little thing here. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't going to sit well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 Paul Revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
And if you're just joining us, today's show is not suitable for young children. Topics you probably wouldn't want to explain to somebody that's still young. And it's, if you don't find it disturbing, I think that's an even bigger problem. You know, we've talked about Generation Snowflake on USA Prepares, where these college students just can't handle anything that's counter to their beliefs. But we have the same problem in the Christian church, is that so many people don't want to hear what's going on. We have all these cotton candy Christians that, you know, just want to go to church and use it as, you know, a refuge from the world. And I can understand that. There's so much just in our normal daily lives that wear us down. But this is a war, whether you like it or not. And Christianity is not a spectator sport.
I think that's a great point. A lot of people, you know, you think if you go to church on Sunday, you've done your part, and that's it. I'm good for the week. But it's so much more than that. It's supposed to be more than that. It's about living your life in a good way and really helping others. I mean, to help the church and then hope that the church helps someone else is kind of putting blind faith. And I don't think we're supposed to do that. I think, you know, personally, I think we're supposed to help other people in our lives directly and maybe indirectly without relying on an organization to do that. And I think there were a lot of teachings of Jesus that said that, you know, you go out into the world and, you know, do the right thing, help people out. And that's kind of where I think a lot of people get, like you said, misdirected, where they just want to go to church and not deal with anything, use it as a refuge. But it's, you have to be careful the refuge that you choose and who's, you know, who's distributing the money and who's helping who. You know, the Vatican, there's a lot of things that come into question about that. Some of the buildings that are there, things that have happened with priests and things like that. And, you know, you kind of have to look at it in a way of, are they serving the interest of the general population, the good of the general population, or are they kind of serving their own interests? And that's something that everyone has to decide on their own. You know, where they put their spiritual, you know, leaning.
Yeah, and there were just headlines this week, more Catholic priests associated with pedophilia.
Yeah. And what happens? They get shuttled off to the Vatican and protected. So it's like an institutionalized protection racket, but you know what I'm saying? They're protecting the people that are supposed to be protecting and leading, spiritually leading the people, us. And I don't see it. I see a lot more. I mean, I'm sure there's wonderful priests and people that get into it for the right reasons. But when you have this, I don't want to say subculture, but another group of people that are supposed to have a direct channel to God, and you know, they're not holding those people to account. The people that are doing the harm, that's a huge problem. And you have to wonder, when you're giving money to that organization, where's it going? And you know, why can't they feed the world? And why is there all this, you know, hunger and poverty if they're the richest nation in the world, is the Vatican? You know, why are they exempt from the World Health Organization, listed as an observer? You know, like, that's just bizarre. I mean, if you're part of the world, then you should be part of everything. So, I don't know, there's just, to me, there's a lot of questions when it comes to that, and especially going back to the pedophilia angle, why are these people not being held to account? And how is it that they have this kind of protection around them? So, a lot of the questions.
Well, we'll be back after this break, and when we come back, why don't we talk a little bit about somebody that's also in the news, George Soros.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my
when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
This is John Reagan sitting in for Vincent. Again, if you're just joining us, today's topic is not suitable for young children. Take whatever action you need to do on that. So, John, we haven't talked much about George Soros, who's he's been busy for decades in this world, even going back to collaborating with the Nazis, and he's continuing to do what he can to make messes.
Interesting guy. I don't understand how he walks around without being arrested. I mean, if you look at the Webster's Dictionary for the definition of terrorism, I mean, it says the use of violent acts to frighten the people in an area in a way to trying to achieve a political goal. Isn't that exactly what he does? Isn't that what MoveOn.org does? And, you know, his organizations, I mean, he's pretty vocal about what he was trying to do with the whole, the 2016 election. So I don't understand how he gets away with it.
Well, we are starting to see countries push back. And since we should see an attorney general in place this week, it'll be interesting to see if this administration takes any action, because even with some of the high standards that we have on things like treason, I think it wouldn't be too hard to prosecute a number of people in and outside of our government, because we have been at war, which is one of the key parts that makes it such a high level here in the United States. And there, I believe, is plenty of evidence out there where the last administration and these leftist organizations have helped the people that we were supposed to be fighting against.
Right. When it comes to ISIS and all, Al-Qaeda, which seems to just somehow go away, and now it's ISIS. And, you're right. I mean, look at who's funding them. Look at how the money is transferred. Look at where it goes. There's videos. There's all kinds of proof. But yet there's never a prosecution. So maybe things are going to change. It'll be great. I think, when you have a guy like Soros, he said since, World War II, has been doing all this and getting away with it. I think maybe there's just a sense of arrogance of, why should things ever change? So he just keeps doing it. But there is Interpol, there's international arrest warrants, there's ways to prosecute. So when you look at, I think Russia, too, is pushing back, against Soros and what he's tried to do to destabilize. So maybe things will change. It's good that people understand who this guy is, what he's doing, and what's driving him. When you have a riot in LA or some major city against Trump, well, who's funding that riot? And then if you're serving his interest, what really is his interest? His interest isn't to save the United States. He's doing it to destabilize it. So you've got to look at where the money's coming from to do this and think he's serving his agenda, not yours. So you might be a happy snowflake, like you said, trying to riot, trying to destabilize a president that you don't agree with. But it's not about you, and it certainly isn't about your best interest when you're out there protesting and rioting for a cause that you really aren't aware of what you're really trying to accomplish. I mean, I don't understand the whole idea. The guy's Trump is elected; he's the president, and why would you spend the day running around with signs? Are they going to suddenly, he's going to step down? Because it just doesn't make any sense. So hopefully people can follow the money, they can follow where it's all coming from, and then look at the person and look at his agenda and what his agenda really is. Maybe you think twice about protesting, maybe you think twice about carrying the sign and, breaking things and rioting just for the sake of doing it. Because the person who's going to pay the price is the protester who gets arrested. Trump's not stepping down. I don't think it's going to happen. So you have to think, what am I serving here? And like you said, just follow back in history. The guy's pretty much shown his agenda. He's shown what he's all about and what benefits him. So It's easy to find out. But did you have any other thoughts about him? I know he has a son.
We could probably do a whole show on him and what he's done. I think probably ought to, we're getting towards the end of the show here. There's another friend of Bill, Jeffrey Epstein, that has been in the news. Would you like to discuss him?
As far as Epstein, I mean, he's, strange guy. I honestly don't know where he made all his money. I know he's like some kind of a mortgage or loan broker, but here's a guy running a private island, in the Caribbean. He's got all these friends and associates, and including Alan Dershowitz and all these people. Now you have the Clintons, and you have all these powerful people taking these flights, from the mainland or from the United States to his island. The pilots are the ones that actually kept the record. And I know there's some of the girls are actually suing because of, what's happened to them, these minors, these young girls. And the flight records were pretty much the conclusive evidence that here's who was on the plane. So the pilot is just, writing the notes by law that he's supposed to do. And so you have to look. Here's a guy who's now convicted, pedophilia, the whole thing, sex trafficking. And now you have these people, on his plane going to this island, and the same stuff is going on. It's not like he stopped, It's not like suddenly everybody's older, And that's the thing. When you look at that association, and the flight record shows how many times these people traveled on that plane. So that's, provable documentation. It's all right there. Again, it takes a minimum of research to see what's really going on. And I know there was a lot of people involved in those flights, and pretty high-ranking people. Now, I guess the big question is what happened on the island. That's something we can only assume. But according to the lawsuits of the girls, they have basis. And they have foundation, and that's why they're going into court. So, as far as where we're at today with that, I don't know. I'm not sure. But again, these people that are high up have to answer, I think, for what they're all about, what they're doing, associating with the guy.
It's like we said early on, there's pieces that we do know that have been made public, and there's pieces that are suspicious that warrant investigation, and this is, again, another one of those cases. Also looking at Hillary's best bud, Huma, and
right.
Her husband's appropriately named Wiener.
Yeah,
you can't make that type of stuff up. And but then, we could even get into a side trip there with the Democrats, especially the last administration, their connection with the Muslim Brotherhood, the high-level offices that were held by members of Muslim Brotherhood, and we don't even have time to get into some of that. But what would you like to address in that area?
Well, it's interesting. Her family, the Saudi connection and her family, they're all part of it. It's not like you have to really, dig deep to find out. And as far as the husband, as far as I know, that laptop was seized both by the NYPD and a copy went to the FBI. So there's a lot of people that know what's in that laptop that supposedly had everything, like 650,000 emails and all this. So I'm wondering when that's going to come out. But again, that kind of just substantiates the claims that are made, in all these areas. As far as Uma and her family, that's real easy to trace where, where their association is. And then it's interesting that the people that she's associated with are funding ISIS and the group that we're supposed to be fighting, who for some reason, for the past 2-3 years, we can't beat. But yet Russia comes in and within a few months knocks them back tenfold. So, again, that's an interesting tidbit of what's really going on. So I don't know. I haven't heard a thing about Huma lately. I don't know what she's doing, where she's at. I mean, obviously, Hillary's kind of gone dark, too. She was in the news every day, even after the election. So I think now everything's kind of, there's like an acceptance that Trump is in office. And where this goes, you know, is anybody's guess. It's certainly interesting.
And it's not like they can blame Wiener's laptop on, you know, Russian hacking.
And yeah, all that does is substantiate all the claims. That's just like icing on the cake. Because even without the laptop, all this stuff still exists, and it's all pretty much verifiable. That all that does is solidify, oh, yeah, no, that is what happened. So interesting that you'd have a file name goes to life insurance. Like, in other words, if something happens to me, this is what's keeping my life safe, because if this information gets out, it'll bury all of you. So it's interesting that he would have that titled that way and everything. So hoping to see what happens when that comes out.
And then that's there, really, you know, the dinosaur media is trying to push that, you know, it was Russian hacking into Podesta's emails, and that's not what happened. You know, he was sent an email that was a fishing expedition, and he even went to his IT people saying, is this good or not? Because I think it was Google to go in, you know, needed to reset his password, and it wasn't mm-hmm. Google. And he goes in, gives his password away, and shazam.
Right.
There goes the emails.
Which his password was password, which is so high security there.
From my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements, including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis.
analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
This is John Reagan at the controls today. John, we've got 5 minutes left. How would you like to wrap up?
I just want to say, I guess, about the Russian thing. That was interesting that, you know, we had ended on that. The Russians, you know, supposedly, or Putin hacked our election. I think that's so silly. It's like a lawyer's tactic of shifting the conversation rather to not what's in the emails and within all these WikiLeaks things, but rather let's demonize where it probably came from. And they had all these people in the CIA and, you know, upper parts of our government saying, oh, yeah, this is what we're pretty sure that this is what's happened. But yet there was no proof. And so it was a way to shift the conversation for actually months, which is incredible, into this end, you know, a dead end in a sense. So this way no one's ever held to account. It's just, let's just look at where it probably came from. And then now that it's all over and, you know, Trump is in, it's like, okay, let's just move on. But we're still never addressing what was discovered. And one of the things, you know, we were talking about art and about if people research this and people research the people that are involved. And art is the way that, like I was, we were talking about Marina Abramovic earlier, how she's all about artistry and whatever she does. Well, no, that's just art, right? But if you look at some like famous quotes, like one of them is, you know, art is the window to a man's soul. Without it, you would never be able to see beyond his immediate world, nor could the world see the man within. So people should keep that in mind when they search, you know, for what exactly of these people into what is art. We had talked about pictures on the wall. You know, the guy's into classic cars, he's got classic car pics on the wall. The guy's into planes, he's got planes on the wall. If a guy's got you know, young kids and cannibalism kind of pictures, then, you know, again, it's that window into a man's soul. So it matters. You know, it's not just something that you can brush off. And it doesn't prove anything, but it gives you an idea of where that person's headspace is at. So I hope if people do research, you know, again, you know, the search engines, some of them are compromised. Just, you know, keep at it, look at it, and it gives you an idea of where this is all coming from. So I don't have any thoughts on that.
Well, let me just go off a little bit here. We talked about ISIS, you know, what's going on in the Middle East. And one of the things that upsets me with our, you know, American Christian church, where we go to our padded pews with central heat and air, and we can't seem to even offer 10 seconds worth of prayer for our brothers and sisters facing persecution in the Middle East. Many of the men are being beheaded. Like the news article was, a Christian's dying for their faith every 6 minutes, which means 10 an hour. And that article didn't talk about the women, which include young women, being used as sex slaves. And that's not about radical Islam. That is Islam, because that's what Muhammad did. And it's come out where some of those women are praying to God, please just let me die and escape this. And we can't seem to even pray for them. So if you're a Christian, I would highly encourage you to add that to your prayer list.
I would definitely say a prayer for that. And I think that it seems that we're actually going to start doing something about it. It seems like the heyday of ISIS is over, and hopefully things are going to be, you know, bearable for these people that are over there, that risk their lives every day without even just to live their lives. That's just, it's crazy. So I definitely support what you're saying and endorse it and agree with it.
Now, John, thank you for presenting your research. And I know it's not been an enjoyable show. I hope it's been an informative show for everybody. And remember, class, honesty, and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.